Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for March 20th. Numbers chapter 30, verses 3 to 4, says, "When a young woman still living in her father's house makes a vow to the Lord or obligates herself by a pledge, and her father hears about it but says nothing to her, then all her vows and every pledge by which she obligated herself will stand." Do we have here a case of situational ethics? Among the many laws and regulations of the Old Testament are rules like this one covering vows by dependent people, young unmarried women, wives, widows, the divorced, and so on. The significant idea behind them is the preservation of relationships. In a social network like a family or village or clan, relationships are everything. If a young unmarried woman was still living as a dependent of her parents, her decisions and actions in the society around her would invariably affect them, especially her father. A wife's pledge to do some special thing, to obligate herself in a business transaction, or give something of value would most certainly affect her husband. A vow, generally involving money, would have to be fulfilled to maintain good relations with those involved with the vow. A young woman's father or a woman's husband would be on the hook if his daughter or wife was unable to fulfill her vow. Thus, he must give his tacit or expressed approval of her vow, in effect, accepting personal responsibility for seeing the vow fulfilled. While the woman would be responsible to make good on her pledge, the father or the husband was the co-signer, if you will. Through these regulations, God was imparting an important principle. No one can bind another to their choice without seeking their approval beforehand. While the regulations deal with the very different social and legal structures of an ancient culture, the principle is universal. Respect the right of those to whom you are related, to have a say in what you may be binding them to by your actions. No one should go spending a lot of money or buying big-ticket items without being sure that their spouse or parents, if they're dependents, are on board with the decision. Make relationships with those you love the top priority. Don't allow your individual desires to damage those you love, even if it seems like a good or possible thing to do. Thanks for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow. And don't forget, if you'd like a transcript of this Daily Dose, then just send me an email and I'll get it off to you as soon as possible. Thanks for joining. See you tomorrow. Bye.